it was difficult for 2 weeks. Because each time I come home from work, I had to explain who I was and where I was going and this, that and the other, just to get to park near the house. And Margaret Thatcher, who was Prime Minister at the time, she came down to visit, and we had to have the houses searched and all the rest of it. So we put up with a lot. The newspapers were the worst. This is a nuisance. But I want to say that I unfortunately can't remember how long after, but it weren't that long after this disaster, that one day, working in the house, I wasn't out in the garden, and it wasn't in their normal place, over in the other barracks, they struck up. The first time we'd heard the band play since the disaster. And, it was just something else. You realise then what it meant to you as an individual. And strange enough, the BBC knocked on my door that afternoon and literally just said, you know, what's it been like living here? This, that, and I just quickly told them about this morning. And they actually broadcast that, which I'm glad they did, because at the end of the interview I said, why don't the so-and-sos learn that we will never, ever give in to them. Never. And unfortunately, they should have told me, because when the band done their march out of the barracks, down my road, fall up here now. But they never told us that was going to take place. They never told me. And they come marching down, playing, and then I realised there was these vacant spots where these bands... That got to me. That really, really did get to me, because I've never, you know, I was born to the town, as I said earlier, so I've never actually been a military man, is it? Well, I know I spent 2 years in the TA, but they're not the same standard. But then I realised, you know, never had no trouble. They and I lived in that road, and the people were walking up and down, the Marines walking up and down. If you were working outside on the car or doing something, it was always hello, you know, this, that. It was like that. And when after it all over, and we found out that the government was going to move them to Portsmouth, I believe, we petitioned against it. We didn't want them to go. And I'm afraid Dill will never be the same without them. And each year they come back, and the thousands that come down for that one day to sit and listen to that band play says it all. This says it all.